This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1411. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 4th, time shifts in Pakistan and Morocco. Firedrake is back. New frequencies from New Zealand, South Carolina, Serbia, Slovakia. Spurs from U.S. and U.K. stations. CBU to stay on 690. Cable thieves put Nicaragua and Argentina off the air. English from Eritrea. And the propagation outlook. Last week we mentioned that defective transmitters in Saudi Arabia were putting out a big buzz, not only within a 10 kilohertz wide band, but a much broader spectrum, interfering with many other stations. Well, that situation has continued. Let's update what's been happening. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany has observed it further. On May 28th, he found the 15205 transmitter in Riyadh, between 16 and 18 UT, with the Holy Quran program for Europe, actually putting its buzz signal and ignition-like scratches on sidebands all the way from 14898 to 15680 kilohertz. Mike Bearclough in England agrees it's effectively making the whole band unusable. Similar with 11915 kilohertz between 18 and 23 UT. So, will this have been reported on by other broadcasters and administrations, and the Saudis informed, or should we as listeners complain to someone? I say, the ITU and various national administrations have only themselves to blame for allowing the buzz to go on and on when it was confined to only one frequency. Nobody cares about the end users, the poor listeners. On Radio Bulgaria's DX program, Roman Pankov mentioned some other Saudi frequencies putting out buzz from 03 to 06 UT on 15170, from 9 to 12 on 11935, from 12 to 15171820. On May 29th, Mike Bearclough found the 15205 transmitter was buzzing away between 14570 and 16135. And later on May 29th, around 1900, Kai Ludwig in Germany says the transmitter meant to be on 11915 spreads over the range between 11800 and 12160, disturbing all but the strongest signals. The buzz pulses in a repeating cycle, kind of da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, spread much beyond that. European telecom authorities should be urged to file official complaints. Well, I understand that is finally happening, so the Saudis perhaps will no longer be able to ignore it. And in fact, more recently, there have been occasions when the buzz has not been occurring, but then it comes back. So maybe they're monkeying with it instead of just ignoring it. On May 31st at 15:48, Harry Brooks in northeast England found the noise covering all the way from 14550 to 16,000 kilohertz. If this racket had landed in a ham band, there would have been hell to pay with the intruder watchers jumping on it. But no one is looking out for the interests of shortwave broadcasting and shortwave listeners without some prodding. Aslam Javaid in Lahore, Pakistan, tells us that Radio Pakistan is now functional with an audio link on its website. There is live audio from the Islamabad station and now one for the world service, but in Urdu only. This includes the broadcast to Europe at 0830 to 1105, which concludes with a five-minute English broadcast. It's www.radio.gov.pk. However, timeanddate.com, that very useful website for keeping track of time, says that Pakistan decided to go on DST as of June 1st, moving from UT plus 5 to UT plus 6 hours as a energy-saving measure, and probably to end August 31st. Well, when this happens, especially on short notice and at a place where it doesn't usually happen, we suspect that even external shortwave broadcasts will suddenly appear one UT hour earlier, as the people running them don't know any better than to keep going by the local clock instead of universal time, and that's exactly what's happened. at least with some of the broadcasts, and probably all of them, from Radio Pakistan, because Alan Rowe in England quickly confirmed that the English newscast at 11 UT had shifted to 1000 UT, also on webcast 15100 and 17835. The main English broadcast, if you can call it that, of only 15 minutes at 16 UT, was untraced by Dave Kenny in England on June 3rd, so it presumably has shifted to 15 UT. He did hear the Urdu broadcast an hour earlier than it had been at 1600 on 7530. Assuming the frequencies remain the same, check for English at 15 on 9385, 11565, and according to DX Mix News in Bulgaria, 15625.4. Alan Davies in the Shortwave Sites group via BCDX has more info about the new shortwave transmitters Pakistan is installing. There are two 100-kilowatt units to be installed at the Landi site near Karachi, L-A-N-D-H-I, to be satellite-fed with programming from Islamabad. An old building is at the site, constructed in 1949. The two transmitters would be installed in the existing transmitter hull, but obsolete transmitters and equipment are to be dismantled. Two rotatable curtain antennas are to come with them, one for 6 to 11 megahertz and the other for 13 to 26. Noel Green and Wolfgang Büschel believe that from that description they're probably the Grass Valley Thomson Thales type of antennas previously erected in Sinish in Kuwait and in Turkey. Alokesh Gupta sends three press items from India. That All India Radio in Kargil, Jammu and Kashmir, went to 200 kilowatts on May 30th. They never managed to mention the frequency, but presumably that's the one on 684 kilohertz. Trouble is, it was already listed as 200 kilowatts as far back as the World Radio TV Handbook of 2007. But these stories say it just now increased power from only 1 kilowatt to 200 in order to cover all of Kashmir and across the border into Pakistan. I don't know if this is still in effect, but in late May, Ron Howard, visiting Shanghai, China, reported that all CNR1 frequencies carry the daily national news conference at about 08 to 09 UT in Chinese, plus complete translations in English from the State Council of Information Office. This presumably had something to do with following up to the earthquake situation. On May 29th, Wolfgang Büschel and I found that Firedrake had finally been resumed by China as the primary source for audio on their numerous jamming transmitters. That's the exciting Chinese music with lots of percussion. During the previous 10 days, they had substituted in self-CNR1 main channel programming, but the mourning period was apparently over. However, Kai Ludwig says, in my opinion, the temporary replacement by CNR1 was not a suitable gesture of respect for the victims, but instead demonstrated the cynical nature of the Chinese censorship system, since this way the Chinese authorities, or in fact the SARFT in particular, more or less admitted a direct responsibility for the jamming. For the 0100 UT broadcast to North America of China Radio International in English, I noticed they were carrying two separate programs at least on May 30th. Not sure yet if that's always the case. The regular show on 9580 via Cuba and 9790 via Canada, and the domestic service relay China Drive on 9570 and 6020 via Albania. The latter with an American accented announcer talking about psychoanalysis and the NBA playoffs. You never know from one day to the next whether Voice of Indonesia will be on the air or not, and if it is on, whether it'll be on the correct frequency or 1 kilohertz off. Here's what I've observed the last few days. Before and after 14 UT, when I usually check on May 27th, they were almost on frequency within 100 hertz of China on 9525, as well as the next day. However, on May 29th, they were missing. On May 30th, however, they were back on 9526. I wonder if there are two different transmitters involved, one set to each frequency, or do they really think there's some advantage to broadcasting 1 kilohertz off channel most of the time? missing again on June 2nd and on 9526 June 3rd. On May 29th, Alakesh Gupta in India forwarded news from Radio Veritas Asia in Philippines that their antennas had been damaged by Typhoon Cosmi. 9 of the 15 antennas at the transmitter site were destroyed. To cope with this, some broadcasts had been put on available spare antennas. However, they were not necessarily at the desired azimuth. Unfortunately, they did not go into detail giving all the new azimuths and times and frequencies, but Wolfgang Büschel uncovered some of them, such as the Vatican relay on 6020 at 1220 to 1315 UT, moved from 355 degrees to 280 degrees. When a pious broadcaster is hit by such a disaster, one cannot help but wonder about their true relationship with God. Last week we mentioned one frequency change by New Zealand because of Chinese interference, but now there have been some others, as they make just about every month, from their schedule effective May 30th. I'll just mention them all for the analog service with the starting times only. 13-6170, 1551-7145, 1851-9615, 1951-11725, 2051-13730, 0259-15720, 0459-9615, 0659-7145, and 1059-9655. David Hodgson in Tennessee has now identified that broadcast auxiliary link heard on 25870 narrowband FM thanks to short skip sporadic openings somewhere in Texas. It belongs to KLDE in El Dorado, or do they say Dorado, Texas? Heard again at 0200 UT June 1st with a 60s and 70s automated format. It's the FM station on 104.9. Why they're also broadcasting on 11 meters is not at all clear, but we're glad they do, as it makes it much more interesting. Also reported by Curtis Sadowski in Illinois. By the way, 25870 used to be occupied by WFLA in Florida, but it's not been heard for some years. If they were on, I would probably be hearing them in Oklahoma, unlike the closer ones in Texas and Colorado. A time change already for the QSO interview show with Ted Randall on WBCQ I mentioned last week. According to his website, tedrandall.com, the time is now Saturday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern, or 0300 UT Sundays on 7415. WRMI has been working on fixing up their northwest-aimed antenna for North America on 9955, and I've noticed some improved reception, including at 14 to 16 UT when it's mostly in English, and including most of the DX programs, including World of Radio at several different times. Also for the World Radio Network relays between 16 and 21 UT, Monday through Friday only. According to the WRN schedule, the station's lucky enough to get this shortwave relay in Florida without even requesting it are New Zealand, Vatican, Slovakia, Poland, South Africa, Ireland, Czechia, Sweden, Australia, and South Korea. By the way, between 15 and 17 UT, I could hear a heterodyne on 9955. What in the world could that be? Well, according to the Alki listings, it's family radio via Taiwan in Russian, which for some reason is deliberately on 9956. Ed Ensinger, somewhere in the Northeast, has been hearing WEWN in Spanish on 11170 around 01 UT. That's a leapfrog mixing product from 11870 over their English frequency 11520. He's heard it more than once, but I have not been able to hear it in Oklahoma. And there could be a leapfrog in the other direction on 12220, those frequencies on the air between midnight and 06 UT. This is the non-commercial, non-communist, non-corporate, non-Christian, non-capitalist, and non-Cumbre DX program, World of Radio 1411. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Our thanks this week for financial support from Larry and Jane Will, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Consult our website for much more, worldofradio.org. Standard disclaimer. Should you hear Russian on 5920, you might be well justified in assuming it's Radio Rossi from Kamchatka. However, there is another possibility. I just happened to hear something in Russian on that frequency at 0637 UT. But it soon became clear it was not the Radio Rossi, but instead WBOH in North Carolina, which of course is on the air 24 hours. I checked their website schedule and found that indeed they have a scheduled 5 minutes in Russian Monday through Friday at 0635. And it's parallel to their other station, WTJC on 9370. A few days earlier, I found that transmitter at 2122 UT, May 28th, putting out a huge distorted FM blob covering 9255 to 9285 kilohertz, more or less, while very little was heard on its proper frequency, 9370. They cut it off at 2130, but came back on half an hour later, having fixed the problem. But it's happened before, and I expect it'll happen again to the detriment of anyone else in that frequency range. As I mentioned last week, WHRI's 11785 transmitter has continued to put out distorted spurs about 14 kilohertz above and below that frequency. Bad news for its neighbors, including Cuba and Anguilla. However, on Sunday, June 1st, I found the Hmong Lao radio service on that transmitter on an unscheduled frequency, and this time, not a spur, just that single frequency, 11750, with nothing on 11785. Don't know if that's a deliberate change and whether it will continue on Saturdays and Sundays only, as since then, they've been back in the afternoons on 11785. But when they are on 11750, they block BBC in English via Thailand, which no doubt pleases the BBC, who don't want us to be able to hear them on shortwave in North America. KimAndrewElliott.com notes that the Raleigh Chronicle newspaper in North Carolina reprinted a story from The Voice of America about the World Health Organization. And he says, there was a ruling in the courts that the VOA cannot distribute its materials within the U.S. However, any U.S. media operation can, of its own accord, use VOA material. U.S. newspapers cutting down on foreign correspondents and bureaus might be tempted to tap the VOA website for their foreign coverage, and it's generally unencumbered by copyright issues. A few weeks ago, we had news from the CRTC, the Canadian FCC, that two Vancouver AM stations had applied to move to FM, CKBD 600, and the flagship CBC outlet, CBU on 690. But now CRTC has issued a ruling, thanks to Dean McIntyre for passing it on, that 600 will be allowed to move to FM, but CBU will have to stay on AM. Of course, they also have numerous relays on AM and FM, but if they cut off their AM 690, a number of locations of British Columbia would be deprived of CBC service. Normally, when a Canadian AM station moves to FM, there is an overlap period when they're on both of 3 or even 6 months. That's not the case in Halifax, however, where CJCH 920 became The Bounce 101.3 without an overlap, according to monitoring by Phil Refuse in PEI via ABDX. Despite its lowered antenna, I was able to reconfirm on June 2nd that XCXQ in San Luis Potosi, Mexico is still on the air, 6045. I heard a Radio Universidad ID along with classical music at 1302 UT, but it's a very weak signal even here, not too far from Mexico. There's also a bit of warbling interference, which may have been something going on in the Far East in the way of jamming. Julian Santiago got more details about the situation at XCXQ from their engineer. They have an inverted V antenna, which was interfering with their own medium wave and FM transmissions. So they took it off the roof and put it at ground level, no more than 1 meter above ground. which of course they hope to be able to rectify as soon as possible. Arnaldo Slein forwards a story from El Nuevo Diario in Nicaragua to the Condish list that Radio Nicaragua, the official voice of the state on 620 kHz, will be off the air for an indefinite time since it has been the victim of a theft of its transmission antenna, or more specifically, 400 meters of cable, steel cable that is, and 200 meters of coaxial cable. And there's nothing in its budget to pay for such unexpected expenses. Nicaragua's difficult to de-exon medium wave, and of course there's no shortwave active, but I think that station on 620 was the most de-exable Nicaraguan, at least in North America. Cuba's refusal to participate in HFCC has led to yet more collisions involving their new frequency 11680. I found them colliding with Spain, also on that frequency at 0110 UT. Spain is scheduled there from 23 to 0200, while Cuba's been using it from at least midnight until 0500. Furthermore, New Zealand's DRM transmission has just moved to 11675, which of course spreads to 11680. That starts at 0300, just after Kuwait supposedly ends its DRM transmission on the same frequencies. The sporadically active Venezuelan Radio Amazonas appeared again this week for at least two nights in a row, May 31st at 0130 and also June 1st at 0130, reported respectively by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania and Aker Pedersen in Denmark. Brian says, a strong, ugly, badly distorted signal with LA music, too distorted to catch an ID, but it has a reputation of putting out distorted signals around this variable frequency. Dr. Peterson also says it's assumed impossible to measure the frequency, but apparently back on the air. Santiago San Gil of the Club de Existas de la Amistad in Venezuela reports that Colombia's La Voz del Guaviare on 6035 was heard Sunday, May 25th at 2230, identifying itself many times only as Radio Uno, with ballad and other music in Spanish, although there was an ID at the top of the hour, also as La Voz del Guaviare. Apparently, they are carrying a network feed named Radio Uno from 88.9 FM. Same station was also heard until sign-off at 0300 May 30th by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania. Ondas del Sur Oriente in Quillabamba, Peru, reported on 5120.1. If you hear WBCQ, you might tune up another 10, see if you can hear this one. It's reported by Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia, 2207 to 2230. They announced the frequency is 5070. Radio Globo in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, has been active recently on approximately 11804.7 or 0.8. Craig Seeger of the expedition in New South Wales says he heard it on May 17th at 2053. It had been listed as inactive in the current World Radio TV handbook. Manuel Menes in Spain also reports it June 1st at 1035. And Dave Vaca in Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX, May 31st at 2315. Maurits van Driessen in Belgium reports Radio Guarujá in Florianópolis, Brazil, reactivated on 5980.55 at 2334, May 31st. Also heard by Arnaldo Sly in Argentina at 2145 with football. Marcelo Begini of the Paraná DX Club has been in contact with the station, and they confirm they had been off the air, as they put it, in hibernation for a long time due to grave technical problems, but now they're back. Another station with a grave technical problem was RAI in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Gabriel Ivan Barrera says they were off the air starting May 29th because cables at the transmitter site had been stolen once again, preventing the signal from reaching the transmitter from the studio. But they were back on the air June 2nd. I heard them on the rather off frequency of 15343.9 in German until 2200 and then in Spanish. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany has been hearing Spurs mixing products from the Wooferton transmitter site in the UK. According to the Harmonix Yahoo group, 9415 and 9610 were mixing Spurs from the fundamentals 9480 and 9545 between 06 and 08 UT. And then another different case, but from the same transmitter site, Arabic on 12380 at 0815. That is a mixing product between 15180 and 13780, Deutsche Welle and BBC services. Thanks to the intervention of Dragan Lekic, International Radio Serbia took up my suggestion that they shift from 6185 to 6190 for the North American service in Serbian and English between 2330 and 0130. That started May 30th, so they're no longer colliding with Mexico City, although reception here in Central North America is not very good here in the summer, but Brian Alexander says it's very good in Pennsylvania, including English at midnight and 01. Never mind that schedule I announced last week of new relays via France of Algeria's Quran service. It turned out it only lasted for about 4 days, May 26th to 29th, as observed by Wolfgang Büschel. However, they continue being relayed by VTC facilities in Portugal and the UK. Every few months, they fire up the transmitters in France, but they never seem to stay. Wolfgang Büschel says, what's behind this? French intelligence service or the Bush administration's secret service to counteract Gaddafi's Voice of Africa broadcast? He says, Algeria is not able to provide such a huge budget. Somebody has to pay for an extended schedule of 500 kilowatt broadcasts. While checking out Pakistan, I saw another item at timeanddate.com that Morocco has also suddenly shifted from UT to UT plus one starting June 1st to last until September 27th, to put it in step with European neighbors and supposedly to save energy. Not yet clear what effect it'll have on their few remaining shortwave broadcasts, but they too could be one UT hour earlier. Jari Savolainen in Finland says he heard Radio Bana Ethiopia on 5100 in English until sign-off at 1800 UT. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says that Miraya FM, the English and Arabic service to Sudan via IRRS in Slovakia, has changed frequency, 15 to 18 UT on new 15650, and a very good signal in Bulgaria. However, it collides with Voice of Oromia Independence on Saturdays at 17 via Germany, so I expect that will be moving. Cairo's European service has been colliding with WEWN 11550. Cairo had been slightly high on 11550.1, but on June 2nd at 21:15, I found them on the low side, 11549.5, producing a big heterodyne, but very little modulation compared to WEUN, which was relaying Vatican in Spanish. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued June 4th, ANKNSEs 5 and 2 through June 14th, peaking at 15 and 4 on the 17th, back to 5 and 2 starting on the 21st. Solar flux 67, except peaking at 70 June 11th through 25th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1411.